From the Heart, December 28. Use what you have. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men. Every individual, from the lowliest and most obscure to the greatest and most exalted, is a moral agent endowed with abilities for which each is accountable to God. Let the businessman and woman do their business in a way that will glorify their master because of their fidelity. Let them carry their religion into everything that is done, and reveal to others the Spirit of Christ. Let the mechanic be a diligent and faithful representative of him who toiled in the lowly walks of life in the cities of Judea. Let all who name the name of Christ so work that others, by seeing their good works, may be led to glorify their Creator and Redeemer. Those who have been blessed with superior talents should not depreciate the value of the services of those who are less gifted than themselves. The smallest trust is a trust from God. With the blessing of God, the one talent, through diligent use, will be doubled, and the two used in the service of Christ will be increased to four, and thus the humblest instrument may grow in power and usefulness. We are responsible only for the talents which God has bestowed upon us. The Lord does not reprove the servant who has doubled his talent, who has done according to his ability. Those who thus prove their fidelity can be commended and rewarded. But those who loiter in the vineyard, those who do nothing, or do negligently the Lord's work, make manifest their real attitude toward the work to which they have been called by their works. They show that their hearts are not in the service for which they have been engaged. Let none mourn that they have not larger talents to use for the Master. Thank God for the ability you have, and pray that you may be enabled to meet the responsibilities that have been placed upon you. If you desire greater usefulness, go to work and acquire what you mourn for. Go to work with steady patience, and do your very best, irrespective of what others are doing. Let not your thought or your words be, "Oh, that I had a larger work! Oh, that I were in this or that position!" Do your duty where you are. Make the best investments possible with your entrusted gift in the very place where your work will count the most before God.